You know, certainly. I think all writers read to inspire and to learn, you know, when we're writing, because I do it in many different ways. I usually read three books simultaneously sometimes. So I'll be reading in different genres, for instance. I might be reading a book of short stories. I might be reading a novel. And I might be reading a biography. In some way, they're all inspirational to me in one way or not. But usually, before I begin the whole process of my own writing, if I'm not looking back at something I had written the day before, for instance, and I'm rewriting, I'll pick up a book that I'm reading at the time, and it might be anybody from... Actually, right now, I'm reading Elizabeth McCracken's A Giant's House. I finished Barbara Kingsolver's Poisonwood Bible. I read Corelli's Mandolin, which I enjoyed a great deal, by Louis de Benier, some French, very good. But I spent the summer, I'm the judge for the Kiriyama Pacific Rim Book Award. So I spent the last 3 years as a judge, and the last 2 years chairing the fiction panel. So I read a great deal for the last 4 months, but not always what you want to read, you know, what was entered in terms. But I read pretty much of all the Asian American writers writing, you know, in the last 3 years, I feel like. And, you know, as soon as I finished doing as soon as we had chosen our shortlist, I started reading everybody else. So growing up, I remember being inspired by actually a lot of classics. You know, I mean, beginning with Shakespeare to Jane Austen, Madame Bovary I read, and then moving on to two more contemporary authors, like whoever. I'm greatly inspired by the author Annie Proulx, who wrote Shipping News. I think she's one of the authors who dares to take chances and does something a little bit different, and I think as a writer I like to read writers who do that. You know, certainly they inspire me to take those same kind of chances, or at least use language in a different way. You know, I often read mysteries. Also, I like the genre a lot and wish one day I could put one together.